Charlie JT.
And 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Seth. I'm sitting on the porch reading and watching blossoms. We're watching nature. Had the radio out here.
I figured with Mom and Nadine out, you probably have the radio on you.
Have the HT on somewhere in the house, wherever we are. But yeah, I'm not 100%, but I'm definitely better. That medicine helped.
You just couldn't shake the migraine.
Of it. Just left me washed out. What are you doing? Are you on the way home already?
Back down the mountain. Even though I'm driving, doesn't mean I'm not working. But me and Nadine have that appointment at 2 in Greenville. So do that, finish up the day after, and then maybe call it for the weekend. We'll see.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, good. Well, be careful. How's that job in Easley going?
Yeah, it's actually going really well for the first week. Put a lot of work into it ahead of time, and I think it's paying off. So that's good to see. We've got, you know, probably still another two and a half months of putting the roof down ahead of us, but right now it's going well. My problem child's in Brevard, and hopefully we're done next week, but time will tell from now till then.
Has to be one problem child.
Which of the four is it?
Well, if you don't know, you might be it.
That's pretty valid, but time will tell, right?
Well, enjoy your afternoon. Hope everything goes well. And I'm calling the net tonight, so if you are available, want to check in.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll, we'll see. This past week's been a little rough with the girls in bedtime, but if I am free, I'll try and jump on, check in with you, and get some rest. Hope you feel better soon. We'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT, clear.
Seth, be careful. I love you. You guys have a good day. N4ZLK, clear.
NC9B.
V, N4ZLK. How you doing, Leon?
Feel better than you. Sorry, it's a little weather there. But I understand you're doing the net tonight. Are you taking over Larry's position?
Well, I'm just covering the next for this month, this tonight, and you know your other day off next 2 weeks from now. But I haven't committed to anything yet until I know what my future schedule is going to be like.
Well, I was gonna say, if you really want to call it net, I don't have to give it up. But if you'd like to do it net, you can take my spot. I wouldn't be offended.
That I've had a couple offers for other nights as well. I just can't commit right now. I do enjoy it. One of these days, I'm not old and retired like some of you guys.
Playing headaches and aches and pains, and you are retired, and I don't know. You might be catching up quickly, more quickly than you think. And I hate that for you, but I think it's a phase we all have to go through. If somebody else wants to call it, I'm not gonna hog it. It's a great experience. I think everybody should do it.
To do it, it's good. Good for people to learn, and helps everybody out that way. But yeah, all of my family has been getting sick since Thanksgiving. Just been running its course through the family, and I thought I'd beat it because everybody was better and I had nothing had happened to me yet. And it hit me New Year's Eve. And it came in hard and then started to go away after a couple days. And I thought I was over the hill. And then it just came back and got me again with a little different symptoms. So I finally had to go to the doctor yesterday.
Variant, that new variant that's out, it's going around. And me and the wife had discussed getting the flu shot this year, but it don't even cover the new variant, so. I think we kind of opted not to. And everybody's getting it. And we're doing our best to try and play hermit and avoid having to go out and everything. But, you know, this time's got to go. It's just a risk you take, I guess.
Craig Bouchet. KL4CTW.
M4ZLK.
Okay, I'll let y'all get right back there. Just tell me. Hey, those guys up here, total like going on. Just go back to break you up.
Pretty well. Not like you normally do, but enough to know you're in there and can get most of it. Later when you get a little better signal. Leon. Starts with L. I was close. haven't gotten out a lot. I've been doing stuff, you know, staying around the home, but have been seeing the kids a lot. And I know that's where I got it from because Beth had it. I was here with her, took care of her while she had it for a week. Took some soup over to my oldest son's house, and they all had something. Kids all snuggled up with me while they were hacking and sneezing and coughing. And there's no way I was going to not get something. But I'm glad I finally got it, and I'm on the other side of it now.
Two for you. You'd be less likely to get it again, hopefully. But I thought there was somebody else in there. Trying to give a pause there, let's get in there. But I didn't copy almost anything he said. But again, that might be my old age kicking in, my poor hearing. But I'll let you go and finish your reading and everything. But good talking to you, Shane. Take care. And we'll be listening to you tonight on the net. 73. And we haven't met your wife yet, but please tell her we said hey. And, was that caller you were talking to earlier?
No, that was my son, Seth, my youngest son. He and Connor, my son-in-law, are the only ones right now that have their life and family. We're working on it. You and Wendy have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the shout. And Chuck, if you're still in there and you want to try again, go ahead. N4ZLK.
Get out of here real quick. NZ9B. 73.
N4ZLK clear.
Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Listening. Coming in through the weeds, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Larry, I heard you pronounce Larry just a while ago. I'm gonna give you a real Larry to talk to.
Had to work in spite of it. But now let me recognize Tal here. KQ4LOO. Go ahead, Tal.
But Larry also. I just wanted to chime in because I noticed that you were coming in kind of off and on. So now I understand why you're using your HT. That's all I was going to say. But I'll let y'all get back at it. I'll step away and be monitoring. KQ4LOO.
Thanks for coming in here. Yeah. I usually don't have an issue. It's not as good as my base station, obviously, but anyway, you have a good day. Thanks for coming in here. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you're making it through enough to hear just a little scratchy at times. Yeah, my two daughters, one works with autistic kids, and the other one's a school elementary school teacher, and they both live at home. And I think that both places are like a petri dish.
Anytime you're around kids, I think that's a good reason there. And of course, I've got five young granddaughters now, under the age of five. So there's always something going around, and I think I'm starting back over again like it was when our kids were little. We'd always get something when they'd come home from school.
Elementary school, all those places like little petri dishes of germs, you know. So it was interesting this Christmas because we usually get everybody together to open up presents and stuff like that, but since this happened, it was a little bit different affair, you know, and I built me a little ham shack out in the garage of a 9x9x8, and I pretty much stayed my time in it.
We were fortunate this Christmas. We were all able to get together Christmas Eve, and everybody was mostly healthy, but every day around that, it seemed like there was somebody was down. We were all together Thanksgiving, Saturday after Thanksgiving, and everybody left the house, and Beth said, I'm going to go to bed. I came to bed an hour later, and she said, I don't feel well. And then she was in bed for 5 or 6 days with the flu, running a fever and everything, so it came on fast. But anyway, Larry, goodness. Larry, it was nice to meet you. Hope you guys get past all of this. And thanks for the call, but I'm going to go ahead and go and get on some more stuff here. I've got to run a few errands here in a little bit when I'm feeling up to it. Let me see if I get your call right again. K-O-4-M-W-Y, I believe. N-4, is that okay? You have a good day, sir.
You have a good day from what's left of it. I'll try to make it on your net if you're calling it tonight. I had a person hand me his QSO card, AK4HR, as Alpha Kilo Romeo Hotel Romeo Michael. He sometimes parks with me at the well for hockey, and he handed me his card, and I think he ran the net last Saturday.
And he does run the net the first Saturday of the month. So he's on there regularly, 12 times a year. So, yeah, we appreciate anybody checking in. Somebody's calling it every night. And, you know, you're welcome to join anytime you can. All right, you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. K-O-4-M-W-I, N-4, is that okay?
73 to you, 73, not 74. Good day to you, sir.